children? How are we this morning? Good. Isn't this a beautiful day that God has created for us today? It's so beautiful. It seems like, I don't know how early some of you got up this morning, but get to see the frost on the ground this morning. It looked like it snowed this morning earlier. It just makes it so, seems so pure and so clean, the creation that God has made for us, and how beautiful it really is. Alright, let's pray before we start. Does anyone have any prayer requests this morning? Brian and Erica, yeah, that they may continue to get their papers in order so that they can be here with us.
David and Brian while they're down in Israel.
David and Brian, yes. Josue.
Les.
Anyone else this morning? Alright, let's bow our heads in prayer then. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning, Lord, once again. We thank You for this day that You've given us, the beautiful sunshine, and the beautiful morning that You've let us, allow us to see, Lord. We thank You so much for it. We pray that You will give us strength this day and give us Your wisdom. We pray for all these special prayer requests this morning from these children, Lord. We pray for Brian and David as they travel, that You will watch over them and help them to seek out the ones that are seeking Thee, Lord, that You will help them to find and get together with those people, and that they will be able to speak to them and fellowship in the Lord's name, Lord. We pray for Brian and Erica, that You will continue to be with them and help them as they may not lose faith, Lord, but that You will give them strength and that things will go well for them, that they will continue to get things lined up so they can be here with us. We pray for the various ones that, like Jose and Bless and all the ones in Mexico and all the ones that once fellowshiped with us, Lord, but that has stepped away, that You will continue to have a burden on their heart, Lord, that they will turn their minds and their hearts back unto Thee, and that You will help them to not have ease until they come back to Thee, Lord, and search for Thy will. Pray that You will be with us, be with each and every one here this morning. We pray that You will give us Your wisdom and guidance, that You will give us Your strength, Lord, that You will bless us all, that we will be able to witness and be good stewards unto Thee, Lord, and to reach out to this lost world. We pray that You will help us to give us guidance and strength in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. We're in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Last week, I guess we was in chapter 29, and Walter had spoke to you a little bit, and it was talking about Hezekiah, about him becoming king, right? And that he was a good king. He was a king in the good side of the Lord. He was wanting to bring his people back unto the Lord's will and unto His way. As we have studied several times, we have had kings in place that were evil kings that did not do the Lord's will and strayed their people away from God in wicked ways and to idols and various things of that nature. But every once in a while, there's a king that comes back up and that wants to follow the Lord, and we're reading about that now, that he's wanting to bring back all the things that are pleasing into the Lord's sight, that he wants his people to follow unto the Lord and to do their will. And so we'll start out reading in chapter 30, and we'll read a little bit more about where he wants to reunite Judah to keep the Passover, to bring back some more things that were in the past of God's people. And Hezekiah sent unto all Israel and Judah and wrote letters also unto Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord of Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. For the king had taken counsel, and his princes, and all the congregation in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. For they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently, neither did the people gather themselves together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem. For they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. You know that a lot of times those things get kind of passed away from things, even things in our own lives sometimes, that the Bible speaks of us as far as some of the things like fasting and praying and doing some of those things. Sometimes we get where we don't do those like we should. We get caught up in a lot of things in our life and just kind of they get put away on a shelf, and we forget those kind of things. And we should remember that as we read God's Word and study it, that those things are there for a reason, and the Lord wants us to do those. And just because we start out zealous sometimes and we do all those things, and at times we get lax and we forget to do those various things that the Lord commands us. And we don't want to forget those things. And we see that this is kind of one of those things that got lax by the kings that were not following the Lord. And we see that they're trying to establish it again. And we know that a lot of times it's kind of hard to get established back once it's gone, because there's so many things that we lose in our life that it's hard to get it back. So it's so much better when we can kind of keep it in our lives and keep it established and keep it going, that it will work. And so we'll start out on the sixth verse. So the post went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, "Ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Syria. And be not ye like your fathers and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, and who therefore gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now be ye not stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, and the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you." We know the Bible speaks of us that when we are strong, we are actually usually weak in the Lord, because we must be weak to let the Lord be strong in us. And we have to die to ourselves and do away with that strength. That's what he's speaking of there, about a lot of the people get pretty proud of themselves and they get stiff-necked. They think they can do so much on their own. And when we get to that point, then we put Lord out of our life. We don't let him be our number one person in our life and to guide us. We kind of think we can do things on our own and be strong. And so we want to remember that we must be weak unto ourselves to be strong in the Lord. For then he can come into our hearts and actually rule our lives. And 9, "For if ye turn again unto the Lord your brethren and your children, and shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him." So the post passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, of even unto Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, divers of Asher and Ephraim and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord. So we see that even though the king started this new decree and and sent his people out, a lot of people didn't receive him very kindly, did they? They still kind of rejected him, for they had been living a lifestyle that was not thinking of the Lord. And we see that today, that so many people out in the world kind of scorn and mock and make fun of when you're trying to speak to them about the Lord and of their Lord ways. But we see that these men didn't give up, did they? They just humbled themselves and went to the next place that might be, that would receive them. And a lot of times we know that as your fathers and brothers and stuff go on the street, that the same thing happens to them, don't they? They get mocked and they get scorned, and a lot of evil things are said towards them and everything when they're trying to speak of God's Word. But that's the thing, that they must humble themselves and continue on, and to be able to stand strong in the Lord and not let those things get to them so much, but be humble unto the Lord and give themselves to Him. So and as we'll start in 13. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. And they arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense took they away and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves, and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. And they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses, the man of God, and the priests sprinkled the blood which they received of the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore, the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for everyone that was not clean to sanctify them unto the Lord. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh and Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves. Yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. Then Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "The good Lord pardon every one that prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary." And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And the children of Israel that were present in Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And Hezekiah spoke comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord. And they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace of offerings and making confession to the Lord God and their fathers. So we see that when they did start doing this, that it wasn't all just perfectly in order, was it? We see that a lot of their hearts were still not quite right. They weren't doing, but they were still headed in the right direction. They were heading towards following the Lord. And that's something for us, that we're not always going to do everything so perfectly when the Lord calls us to do something different. But that's what's good about the Lord. He's merciful. As long as we're willing to follow His Word and to do His way, He's willing to let us slide on some of the things that we don't know yet until we're prepared a little bit stronger in our hearts. And so we see that Hezekiah prayed for these people, even though that they weren't totally cleansed like they should have been. But the Lord forgave them, because they were headed in the right direction. They were doing what the Lord wanted them to do, even though they weren't doing it perfectly like they should have. And that's the way it is for us. A lot of times we learn things as we grow. And as we grow in the Word, we find out new things that were different than what we first originally thought they was. A lot of times we have things in our heart that we think the Bible says, but then we read later as we in our studies and we find out that wasn't exactly how it was. And so we know that the Lord's merciful to forgive us for our first thoughts sometimes, but as long as we're willing to change when we find that out and to follow His Word, that's what's good about it. He don't just turn us away because we didn't get it right the first time, as long as we're willing to humble ourselves unto Him. And we see that here, that the people wasn't in perfect form, but yet he forgave him for it. And Hezekiah prayed for him. He saw all that, and that's what we need to do for each other. Sometimes when we see someone that's around us that we know is not doing things quite right, we need to pray for them, and we need to be able to talk to them. And that's what our brotherhood and sisterhood is all about, being open to each other, being able to come to each other and say those things and be willing to receive it when it comes, that we may be able to see maybe where we're not quite exactly in order with the Lord and be able to change. And the Lord's merciful to let us change as long as we're willing. So let's keep that in mind. And we'll finish up the last part of chapter 23. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep other 7 days, and they kept their 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah, king of Judah, did give to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep. And the princes gave to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Judah, with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and the strangers that came out of the land of Israel, and that dwelt in Judah, rejoiced. And saw that it was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. Then the priests of the Levites arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. So we see that they're headed in the right direction, and the people rejoice because they had not seen this for a long time, a king that was willing to follow the Lord. Do we have any questions about this morning? Okay. I guess last week they were wanting you to find some more verses of things that you have looked up in the past. Has anybody got something this morning? Okay. Let's start over here this morning. Okay, Bryce, you got one? Speak up a little bit louder. Matthew 19:9. What? Can you tell me what it says a little bit? Divorce and remarriage? Shouldn't go to war. Yes, that's very good. You know where that's at in the Bible? No. But you know that we shouldn't do that, isn't it? Very good.
Okay.
Anyone else? What's that? Can you tell me what that's about? About evangelism? Okay. Anyone else? Very good. A lot more verses this morning. Was we going to have, see if the bigger ones had anything this morning too?
Yes.
The bigger boys out here, do we have any out here? The smaller children did a lot better this week. You're going to have to do a lot more out here to keep up with them. Don't everyone jump up at one time now.
Proverbs 4:5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, get it fun, words, stuff like that.
Someone else?
I've learned that this week it's a lot easier just to be cheerful and accept things than it is to be sour about them and just being sad.
Okay. Good thing to challenge some other people to read that maybe this week. And,
yeah.
And
see that. It's a lot about loving your brother and that your love would grow. And it's just fun to look at all the practical things and just try to do on the show.
Okay.
Brethren,
Everybody hear that then? Okay. All right. That's it, then you may be dismissed.